News, I'm Ben Thomas. President-elect Trump's named Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, to be U.S. Attorney General. That came just hours after Matt Gaetz withdrew from consideration. The AP's Stephen Grove.
This comes after a week of scrutiny on Capitol Hill into past allegations that Gaetz had engaged in sexual misconduct with an underage girl, as well as engaged in illicit drug use.
Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, is dealing with allegations of sexual assault. Brian Slodisco has those details.
While she was at the bar with Hegseth and others, the woman said she believed somebody might have put something in her drink. She told police that's when things got fuzzy. The woman said she got into an argument with Hegseth near the hotel's pool. Her account is backed up by a hotel employee who told police he was dispatched to quell the disturbance. Next thing she knew, the woman was in a hotel room alone with Hegseth. She says he took her phone and he blocked the door with her body. Then he sexually assaulted her. Hegseth, through his attorney, has strenuously denied the woman's account. He says the encounter was entirely consensual, though his attorney has acknowledged several years later he paid the woman an undisclosed amount of money in a settlement.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister, accusing them of crimes against humanity, including using food as a weapon in Gaza.
What in God's name are they talking about in The Hague?
Netanyahu had this reaction.
The truth is simple. No war is more just than the war that Israel has been waging in Gaza after Hamas attacked us unprovoked. Launching the worst massacre against the Jewish people since the Holocaust.
The ICJ's also issued a warrant for Hamas's military chief. And Russia fired a new ballistic missile at the Ukrainian city of Dnipro. President Vladimir Putin claims it's too fast for anti-missile systems. This is AP News. Donna Warder has a report on this year's Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Rain or shine, chances are fine!
Rain or shine!
It was a day to honor transgender people who've lost their lives to violence and to raise awareness about the issues the transgender community faces. At a vigil Wednesday in San Francisco, Honey Mahogany from the city's Office of Transgender Initiatives says a tougher time may come for transgender people.
Many of us know people who have passed due to violence, and unfortunately, considering the results of the recent election, I'm afraid that we're going to lose many, many more members of our community.
At least 36 transgender people have died from violence since the last Day of Remembrance a year ago, and a large number of victims tracked were young people or people of color. The youngest victim was 14 years old. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.